Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ageofthecustomer.com. That's the title of my new book, TheAgeOfTheCustomer.com. That's the website for that, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China. Also, Gordon, is this your new book, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World?
It was my last book. Book isn't new. It's 2006.
Okay.
But...
Gordon is, many of you have seen Gordon, his handsome face on television. He's often interviewed on issues of world affairs, especially as it relates to the Pacific Rim, but it's more especially about China. Gordon, 25 years ago this spring, we had something that we now know as Tiananmen Square. Remind my audience what happened 25 years ago, and then let's talk a little bit about what are the chances of something like that could happen again? Tell us what happened.
In 1989, there were about 1.2 million Chinese in Tiananmen Square protesting about everything from economics to politics to democracy to just everything. And there were also protests in 370 other cities in China. The Communist Party, which was then under the management of Deng Xiaoping, who was Mao Zedong's successor, Deng Xiaoping called out the army and imposed a brutal crackdown on Tiananmen. On the nights of June 3 and the morning of June 4, somewhere between hundreds and perhaps thousands of citizens were killed by the People's Liberation Army. Deng Xiaoping wanted probably somewhere between, 1,000 to 3,000, but no one really knows the toll because the Communist Party has done its best to hide that. So we don't really know how many people, but we do know that the toll was very high.
Now, folks, if you remember, the icon for the Tiananmen Square revolt was the gentleman who, with his briefcase in his hand, who kept standing in front and moving back and forth to block the tank out in the middle of Tiananmen Square. Do you remember the gentleman's name, Gordon?
I don't know his name, and I don't think anyone in the West knows his name. There are a number of people who think they know who he is, but no one is actually quite sure.
I've seen his name before. I've seen somebody report his name before, but it doesn't matter. The thing is, he represented a nation of people who millions of people, millions of Chinese, and the world watched that with fascination, didn't we?
We certainly did, and that is the iconic image of that time, and maybe of the 20th century altogether. The issue about who he is and what happened to him, there are a number of stories, but I think that no one really knows at this point.
Did something bad happen to him? Do we know? Is he still alive? Anybody know that?
Well, there have been reports that he was apprehended and executed. I don't know if those are true. It certainly wouldn't be unusual for that to have occurred during that time of the crackdown. But clearly, he is a brave person. And also, the other story that people don't talk about as much is the tank driver didn't run him over.
Right, that's a good point.
Which is interesting, because a lot of people in the military at the time were not happy with being ordered to retake Tiananmen Square. And indeed, many soldiers switched sides and refused to fight.
So 25 years later, Gordon, is there a possibility that something like this could happen again? What do you think the undercurrent of revolt is in China right now?
Well, there certainly it could happen again. I think most people in Chinese society do not believe that a one-party system is appropriate for a modernizing country. They don't necessarily take to the streets because of coercion, but nonetheless, I don't think people really want the Communist Party in the way that it is. And what we have seen in Chinese society is the number of protests increased dramatically from somewhere between 40 to 50,000 a year at the beginning of this century, somewhere like 200,000, maybe 300,000 now. So there has been a dramatic increase in volatility. Many of these protests are not only, there's numerous, but also there are large protests, and many of them are violent, which is an indication of volatility in Chinese society.
Isn't there, I mean, there's so many dysfunctional elements to the Chinese government and to the Chinese, the way the Communist Party has manipulated and created things, society, the marketplace, etc. There's so many things that are just, they're just contrary to human nature, that it makes you wonder if this is something that couldn't just happen almost overnight in China, that the whole thing could be disrupted. What do you think?
Well, certainly, because when you have a society where people don't believe their government is legitimate, anything can happen. And we saw that in Eastern Europe, where one day everything was fine, and the next day people were out on the streets,
right,
and the day after that the government fell. So we have
Look at the Middle East. Look at Egypt and North Africa, you know.
Well, you had the Arab Spring in 2011, but yeah, we've also had the color revolutions all across the world. And this has occurred not only in hardline states, but also in democracies. So, for instance, we had the Philippines. The government of Joseph Estrada fell because, you know, some people were just so upset that they took to the streets. And then you had social media or text messages create protests. And that's really very interesting.
Right. When we come back, I'm going to get Gordon to talk about what would happen in the world if China collapsed. I mean, you know, folks, we don't like the Communist Party in China, but they do keep the trains running on time. There's something to be said for that, so I'm going to ask Gordon to help us understand that after these messages. Gordon Chang is our guest. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.